everybody. Welcome to our All Age Advent service. Before we start, you might want to go and get a candle to light, or if you have an Advent wreath with four candles, then do go and get that for the start of the service. You would also need a piece of paper for an activity that we're going to do, and something to write with. And if you're feeling particularly creative, you might even want some colours too. We'll take a moment and I'll let you get that now. As we light our candles, do join in with the responses in bold letters. As we light our Advent candle, light of the world, shine on us. As we prepare for Christmas time, light of the world, shine on us. In this world of pain and darkness, light of the world, shine through us. To all the people who don't know you, light of the world, shine through us. Jesus, you are coming again. Light of the world, light the way. In our service here today, light of the world, light the way. Blessed are you, Sovereign Lord. To you be praise and glory for ever. Of old you spoke by the mouth of your prophets, but in our day you speak to us through your Son, Jesus. Help us to walk in his light, that we may be found ready and watching when he comes again. For you are our light and our salvation. Amen. We join together now and sing the hymn, Long Ago Prophets Knew. At the start of a new week, we come to God to say sorry for those things which we've done, which we ought not to have done. and to say sorry for those things that we haven't done that maybe we should have done. God our Father, we come to you in sorrow for our sins, for turning away from you and ignoring your will in our lives. Father, forgive us. Save us and help us. For behaving just as we wish without thinking of you. Father, forgive us. Save us and help us. For failing you by what we do and think and say. Father, forgive us. Save us and help us. For letting ourselves be drawn away from you by temptations in the world about us. Father, forgive us. Save us and help us. For living as if we were ashamed to belong to your Son. Father, forgive us. Save us and help us. May the God of love bring us back to himself, forgive us our sins, and assure us of his eternal love in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Now's the time to get that piece of paper and your pens or pencils. What I'd like you to do is to think of a journey that you make regularly. It might be walking to school or a favourite walk. It might be a journey that you make to work in the car or again by walking. Any journey that you like. And what we're going to do, we're going to listen to a song, a children's song actually. And as we listen to it, I'd like you on your paper to draw a kind of plan or a map of that journey. So it doesn't have to be anything fancy. It can just be straight lines and stick people. But what I want you to do is think about that journey and all the things that you see and put some of those onto your map, onto your plan. So if you go past houses, draw a few of those. If you go past trees or woods or through traffic lights, around corners, just put those in so that you have at the end a little picture of the journey that you make regularly. So we're going to listen to the music, and as we listen to the music, I'd like you to do that. Thank you.
You'll be telling me the way I know, and it's from the
enjoyed making your road map, your plan. When you go on that particular journey, I wonder if you ever get held up on the way. Sometimes hold-ups can be pleasant, like when you see something new growing on trees or shrubs, or new flowers emerging, or a bird's nest, or a beautiful sky. But sometimes the hold-ups can be a nuisance, like if there's a set of traffic lights that you weren't expecting, or a road diversion which we hadn't heard about, or the train's been cancelled. Sometimes things just don't work out easily. Advent is a time when we look forward in hope to the coming of Jesus as a baby, and we look forward to his coming again in glory. As we think about God, I want us to think about three words beginning with the letter P: patience, planning, and preparation. And God gets an A star in all these areas. He was better prepared and planned for Advent than anyone has ever been. You see, right from the start, God had a plan. His plan was to create the most beautiful place, the most wonderful creatures, including humankind. He wanted everything to go swimmingly. He wanted people to live in harmony with one another and with himself. But just like the roadblocks, the diversions, everything didn't go well. First, there was Adam and Eve and their disobedience, which brought separation from God as sin came into the world. That wasn't what God wanted to happen. But he was prepared for it, and he had plan B, and plan C, and D, and E, and so on. See, God's not in a hurry. He's endlessly patient with his people. Let's have a quick history of the Old Testament and see something of God's plans. God chose Abraham to be the father of the nation that we call God's people, God's chosen people. And Abraham had Isaac and then Jacob. And Jacob's children were sent down and found themselves in Egypt because of Joseph. Those children were the foundation for the 12 tribes of Israel. A couple of hundred years after Joseph, Moses was chosen to lead the people out of Egypt to the promised land. They argued, they rebelled, they turned against God, another roadblock. But God was patient with them, even when they were just so annoying. See, God's plan was a long-term plan. He'd prepared for Advent before the beginning of time. When they were in the promised land, Israel had a time where there were judges leading them. But you know, the Israelites were like spoilt children. They wanted what everybody else had got. They wanted a king. Another roadblock, another diversion, another traffic light, slowing things down, turning them away from God. But God knew that this would happen, and he continued with his plan and his patience, waiting for the right time to reveal himself. There were good kings, there were bad kings. Then the people were conquered. They were taken to Babylon into exile, living away from their beloved land. Nehemiah took them back. They rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem. They read the old law of Moses. They came back to God. And all through the Old Testament, we have prophets who lived through these times and spoke into every situation. Sometimes the people listened to them, sometimes they didn't. But after so much patient waiting, God was now ready to reveal his plan, his ultimate plan to restore his people to himself. Not just his chosen people, but the whole world. He had one last thing to do, and that was to send a messenger to prepare the way. And let's hear that now as we listen to our gospel reading.
A reading from the book of Mark, chapter 1, verses 1 to 8. This is the beginning of the good news about Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as the prophet Isaiah wrote, "I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. This is a voice of one who calls out in the desert, 'Prepare the way for the Lord, make the road straight for him.'" John was baptizing people in the desert and preaching a baptism of changed hearts and lives for forgiveness of sins. All the people from Judea and Jerusalem were going out to him. They confessed their sins and were baptized by him in the River Jordan. John wore clothes made from camel's hair, had a leather belt around his waist, and ate locusts and wild honey. This is what John preached to the people: "There is one coming after me who is greater than I. I am not good enough even to kneel down and untie his sandals. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit."
You see, God was always ready, always prepared. Everything in the Old Testament points to the coming of the Messiah. Don't neglect the Old Testament. It tells us so much. You know, God knew about COVID, just like he knows about everything else. Maybe it's another roadblock in the journey of life. But God continues to be prepared, to be planned, and to be patient with us. There's a verse that I love, Romans 8, verse 28. In its original, or one version, it says, "We know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." I rather like a paraphrase of that, which I learned a long time ago. It says, "The Lord may not have planned that this should overtake me, but he has most certainly permitted it. Therefore, though it were an attack of an enemy, by the time it reaches me, it has the Lord's permission. Therefore, all is well. He will make it work together with all life's experiences for good." Let me read that again. "The Lord may not have planned that this should overtake me, but he has most certainly permitted it. Therefore, though it were an attack of an enemy, by the time it reaches me, it has the Lord's permission. Therefore, all is well. He will make it work together with all life's experiences for good." At this time, when there's still so much uncertainty about Christmas, about next year, about jobs, about finances, about the economy, about all sorts of personal things which may just affect us and our families, at this time, we can hold on to the fact that our God knows. He planned for Christmas thousands of years ago. He prepared every step of the way, and he is able to sort out any roadblocks which may come our way. He's waiting and longing for the whole world to know who he is. And he is infinitely patient with us, because above everything else, he loves us and wants what is the very best for us. Amen.
Our darkness, I Please join in with the following responses. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make his path straight, bringing honour to his name. Prepare the way of the Lord with courage and kindness, honesty and hope. Prepare the way of the Lord with much strength or little, whatever you have. Prepare the way of the Lord with a smile, a helping hand, and a listening ear. Prepare the way of the Lord with words of vision and encouragement, challenge and direction. Prepare the way of the Lord with acts of compassion and generous hearts. Prepare the way of the Lord for the young, the old, and all in between. Prepare the way of the Lord, though the world seems against you and the road may be hard. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make his path straight, bringing honour to his name. Prepare the way of the Lord.
We say the creed together. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. For our prayers today, I'm going to suggest things for you to pray for, in your own way and in your own homes. So let us pray. For our world and the way in which we look after it. For the church in this country and around the world. For our leaders and all who make decisions on our behalf. For everyone who has been affected by COVID. For all who are sad, for whatever reason. For our friends and families. For all the people we love and who love us. Lord Jesus, hear our prayers. And we bring our prayers together now. We say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Now we're going to join together in our final hymn. It's a hymn of joy and a hymn of hope. And a hymn of looking forward. It's we are marching in the light of God, in the power of God, and in the glory of God. Let's sing together.
We are marching in the light of God. 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 We are marching. Marching, we are marching, oh, we are marching in the light of God. are marching, oh, we are marching in the light of God. We are living in the love 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 of God. We are living, living, we are living, oh, we are living in the love of God.
Thank you for being with us today. Please do check out the church webpage and the church Facebook page, which will have all the details about what is happening over the Christmas period. And we'd love to see some of you at some of those. We're going to make it as Christmassy and as lovely as we possibly can. So we close now by saying the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
Marching in the light of God. We are marching in the light of God. We are marching in the light of God. We are marching, marching, we are marching, oh, we are marching in the light of God. We are marching, marching, we are marching, oh,